AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is again going after Democratic governors whom he says are moving too slow to lift coronavirus restrictions. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In Michigan, where he's been clashing with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the president says other state leaders are also not going fast enough in unleashing their economies.
I think they're being forced to open, frankly. The people want to get out. You'll break the country if you don't.
All 50 states have now at least partially reopened. And with a long holiday weekend looming, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Americans to be careful, even if they get together with friends or family.
Keeping our distances and not double dipping into the guacamole. That would not be a good idea. By the way, it's never a good idea.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president toured a Ford plant in Michigan that makes ventilators. When speaking to reporters, he was not wearing a face mask.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it. But no, where I had it in the back area, I did put a mask on.
At that moment, all of the Ford executives on the tour were wearing masks. President Trump was standing alone without one. While coronavirus cases are dropping in the U.S. and Europe, they're escalating across Latin America, Russia, India, and Pakistan. The gunman is dead. A sailor was injured in a shooting at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas. The FBI's Leah Greaves says this was terrorism related.
We are working diligently with our state, local, and federal partners on this investigation, which is fluid and evolving.
Greaves would also not discuss any details about the gunman or a potential motive. In an annual speech in support of Palestinians, Iran's supreme leader called Israel a cancerous tumor that will undoubtedly be uprooted and destroyed. This is AP News. There's been a third arrest in the death in Georgia of Ahmaud Arbery.
The man who recorded video on his cell phone of the slaying of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery in February has himself been arrested. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says 50-year-old William Roddy Bryan was arrested on charges of felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. Earlier this week, Bryan's attorney, Kevin Goff, went on the offensive defending his client.
Roddy Bryan is not now and has never been more than a witness to the shooting of Mr. Arbery.
After it leaked online, the video Bryan took from the cab of his vehicle helped stir a national outcry and led to the arrests of Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael on May 7th. They're charged with felony murder and aggravated assault in the death of Arbery. I'm Mike Gracia.
The family of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi says they've forgiven his Saudi killers, giving legal reprieve to the five Saudi government agents who've been sentenced to death. Ed Donahue, AP News.